Welcome back to Cinema Three Way. We are talking about John Ford this show, and our next movie on the hit parade is 1956's The Searchers, the story of a returning Civil War veteran coming out to reunite with his family in Arizona, who then suffer an attack by a rogue band of Comanches led by a Chief Scar, who do bad things, and they decide to hunt them down. Hence the name The Searchers. Are they going to find him?
Who knows? I thought we were not supposed to give spoilers. Well, Searchers was my second Western movie, actually. The first one was, again...
Stagecoach,
exactly. I definitely prefer Searchers. I cannot say I'm a big fan of Western anyway. And there was a few things that I really liked about this movie. I think, in all the suspense and everything and all the worry and all the seriousness, there was such a beautiful comic relief with the Blankethead's new fiancé.
yeah. Ha, ha, ha. He got himself a squaw.
even in that movie, we again had to see the family values again. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is sort of the ultimate family movie. I mean, you've got really bad things happening to one family, and then another family bringing his into him. And, you know, there's a very much an interchangeable sense of family. They're definitely all in it together against the land. What did she say? What did the Swedish wife say? No, Henry, I think this is going to be a good land, and someday this is going to be a great country, and it may take our bones in the earth to make it that way, but if that's what it's got to be, that's what it's got to be.
It's so funny, because I think we're at the end of the day...
Fantastic dialogue.
It's a fantastic dialogue, but also at the end of the day, no matter where are we from, which nationality we have, we're always saying the same thing. We end up always saying the same thing. I mean, it's going to be great land one day, who knows, but the point is, are we going to be able to see it? I don't know. So, with this movie, I also get to see beautiful Natalie Wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Natalie Wood, indeed.
Indeed. She is pretty stunning, again. And also, I think, I don't know, the Comanches are really, really that bad, or is it just...
One band is, but the other ones aren't, remember? He sits with the chiefs, and he trades with another band, and, there's all kinds of interactions with different bands, but the one led by Scar is, they're really bad, they're really tough.
He seemed really bad. I mean, I don't know about his personality, but he seemed pretty bad.
Yeah, he did. His little band of Comanche did some pretty awful stuff. I mean, I won't go into the details. I don't want to do the spoilers. But another great bit of dialogue is when John Wayne's when they're in the winter, they're gonna have to suspend the search for a little bit. And says, "Are we giving up? No, we're not giving up. We'll find him." Yeah. What does he say? A Comanche will chase something until he thinks he's chased it enough. And it seems they just don't understand a critter that'll keep on coming. So we'll find them. We'll find them just as sure as the turning of the earth. Right, it's like there's all kinds of poetic flourishes on the dialogue all the way through this movie that just really blow my mind. To me, it's the best Ford Western. I think it's the huge vistas, Monument Valley. It's got all the cliches, but it's got this viciousness behind John Wayne where I'm just sure he's going to do something awful at any given moment.
And also his cinematography, it was amazing. The colors.
This is in color. Beautiful color picture.
Beautiful color, beautiful scenes. Mm. You kind of almost felt there like you're there. And the shots, horses. It was way fascinating than the other Ford movies. And as a cinematography, at least.
Yeah, the Informer is very close. It's very tight. It's small streets and a lot of fog, and it very closes in on you. It's almost suffocating. And then, of course, you've got at any given moment some black and tans will come walking down the street with that lockstep marching sound. It's very ominous at all times, whereas The Searchers is just so wide open. You're totally overwhelmed by the space of Monument Valley, of Utah, of the desert, the winter, you know. And shooting, the fact that he shot stuff in the real winter. Like when the cavalry are going, when they're going to the fort to check on the two freed captives to see if it's somebody they're looking for. That's all in real snow. Like, that cavalry troop is, like, crossing icy waters and stuff. It is. It's all real. I mean, that was shot all on location. That's no Hollywood trickery in that. Even though the stuff in the fort, like, in the rooms, that might be on a stage in Hollywood, the exteriors are just... I mean, that's rightfully what made Ford films so famous.
Yeah, and if you're, like, a stranger like me to the Western movies, it may be a good start for you as well.
It could be a good first. I mean, it's a massive genre, and it's a uniquely American one. Yeah. But, there's been imitations, the spaghetti westerns in Italy, most of which are shot in Spain, and then there's a few Australian ones. But really, westerns, and then Kurosawa imitated, of course, Ford for all his samurai movies. But, I this is one of my favorite films of all time. He did not win a Best Director Oscar for this effort.
He lost it to the Gone with the Wind.
No, not The Searchers.
Not this one?
The Searchers is 56. Gone with the Wind is 39.
So it must be the quiet. No, it's not even an Oscar.
No, it was 39. Stagecoach. Stagecoach lost to Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. He lost.
Stagecoach, the movie that taught Orson Welles how to make movies so that he could make Citizen Kane. And The Informer is what taught Greg Toland how to shoot pictures so that he could shoot... I'm sorry, no, that's not right. The Informer's... Anyways, that's not right. Greg Toland worked on The Grapes of Wrath to shoot Citizen Kane, and Orson Welles learned how to make Citizen Kane by watching Stagecoach 41 times in 30 days.
Yep. And those close-ups. I mean, Stagecoach is not our topic right now, but since we're talking about it, you may just want to check it out because I think the most fascinating camera moves was on that movie.
Oh, yeah. And the editing is absolutely a tutorial on how you don't need to pay any attention to continuity if you cut to emotion. It's fantastic.
Indeed. Yeah. But as the subject, I may not say that... I cannot say that it affected me as much as at least... The Quiet Man or The Searchers.
Yeah. No. When we get back, we'll be talking about The Quiet Man. You're listening to Cinema Three-Way. I am John.
And it's Pearson.